You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explain the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Authorities at school, and I will tell you plainly that this is all flesh. I came through the same way as you, so I'm not just fooling you. We need to know there's an evolution. We need to understand that this spirit of rebellion is the source that causes Adam to fall.
The other has a problem.
And this group of people is very good actually. They want to subject themselves to truth, but they cannot do it. Those who actually struggle are those who actually have a heart for Him. If you do not have a heart for the Lord, you will not struggle. And where you're living in your flesh is very comfortable. But those who are willing to subject themselves to God, they find that they cannot do it. The president of Taiwan, Many people want to live a victorious
life.
But the sin nature, the temptation that we are bombarded with, they are all around us.
The
verse tells us that there are a group of people that is not subjected to the laws of God. And even those who are willing, they are unable. So
it
says that those who are of the flesh cannot please God. Is there anyone here that says, I want to do something that does not please God?
Me,
I know every one of us will not be able to
share with what has to happen. That's what
I want. Yes, I live terribly, but I still want to live a life that is pleasing
to God. Scripture
says that those who are the flesh cannot please God.
Because
it is impossible for them to please
God.
And
then
lastly, it says that those who are the flesh, they are enmity with God.
Not only do they
not like the things of God, but they are enemies of
God.
In two places the scripture talks about those who are enemies of God.
In the book of Jesus,
those who are friends of the world are enemies of God. You want to make friends with this world, you're an enemy of God. Those who love the world and the love of the Father is no longer in them. Something that is directly against the thing.
But the other thing is,
the second thing is what's on the inside. And those who are the flesh, they are enemies. And it's not you love the world and it's on the outside, you're enmity with God. The things that comes out of the flesh
when we're
there, they are enemies. Spirit wars against the flesh, and the flesh wars against the spirit.
Because
those of the flesh, they are persecuting those of the spirit.
This
is something very serious.
You might find it possible for some and so many of them are coming in person.
A lot of times you say, it's not that I don't want to love the Lord. I come to these retreats every year. And not only do I come as a speaker. And I want to do good.
And you know, so many of us are there, so
we need to know how powerful this flesh is with us. The way we live,
is going to be hard. That's not the truth.
And there are two key characteristics.
That
is not able to overcome temptation, so it's sin.
That
is not able to live out the law, so it fails.
I think that's the way you should
have sin. I want to tell everybody, I simplify these messages to, quite a bit. And it's not that I am seeing you and think you guys are all full of flesh. I want to talk to the most important points here, everyone, and we'll talk about the other stuff in detail. The person who is in the flesh, the two most apparent points, they cannot overcome temptation, so they
have
a sin. And they cannot live out the law, so they
fail. So this is 1:14-15, the person being tempted is by his own desire, his body. 私欲情怀的才就生出罪来，罪及掌权，就生出死亡。
1:14-15 says, but each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then when the desire is conceived, it gives birth, to sin.
从来没有一个时代是现今这个时代试探这么强烈。
And no generation like this generation right now, the temptation is coming in full force.
没有一个时代像这个时代试探这么多元化的。
And in no generation like this generation, our temptation comes in all forms. The things that causes the temptation to fall into this world, the things that we created and invented are most continual and perpetual. And they spread the
bodies.
I want to look at the temptations that we face in this generation. We
see something.
And there are most, the strongest and the many sources. They're continuing, they're beating us continually. And it's the most bottom.
不光是世界各地人都在试探的底下，不管什么年龄的人都在试探。
And the whole world's under the temptations, but regardless of age, we're under the same temptation.
什么都不要讲，光讲电脑就够了。
And we won't have to talk about anything else. We just talk about the computer.
光讲这个网络带给人类的影响就好了。
We'll talk about the internet as well.
已经够我们讲过了。
And we can go on and on.
而且我也不想讲，我没有时间。
I don't want to go in detail. We don't really have to.
我就请在这个年轻的人这里都可以讲很多。
And if I ask any one of the young person to come up and talk about the temptation that we face on life.We all have a lot.
对我们健康，对我们心灵，对我们性格，对我们人际关系，对我们跟神的关系，通通都造成伤害。
These are our health relationships, with other relationships, God, all these things cause harm.
也就是我们要晓得，今天为什么有这么多的失职、失败，有这么多婚外情，有这么多犯罪，有什么通通都跟我们肉体所拘束的。
And all these things, lust, and the affairs, and the temptation that comes along our way, all have something to do with this flesh, not being restricted.
为什么神造世上有这么多的难处，也都跟我们的肉体有关？
A lot of the difficulty that arises, the services within the house of God, all comes because of our flesh.
我们坚持己见，
we hold on to our own opinion,
我们自以为是，
we think that we're right,
我们不肯跟别人同工呢，
we're unwilling to co-work with someone else,
我们在这里这个不肯学习。
These are all the problems that arise in the house of God.
他说我们要求神帮助我们。
So we need to ask God to help us.
胜不过试探和犯罪比较多是那种低等的肉体造成的。
And those who sin because they cannot overcome temptation, this is getting lower qualities. This is
getting into it. This is getting 试探胜不过。
Because these temptations we cannot overcome.
而那些高等的肉体。
And those higher qualities.
那是因为我们是律法的失败。
And we fail because we cannot live down the law.
我们在主的面前是很多的事做不了。
And we really want to do the things of the law, but we can't do it.
我记得我的面前讲那个在继续会讲的人打开锁，对不对
？And 2 years ago, I remember in our conferences, I was talking about people dozing off.
He 不想打开锁，没办法。
You don't want to doze off, but it's just so hard.
也不是因为一定要讲到什么话，就是没办法。
Not that person you speak very loudly, and you just can't help yourself.
你看很多人到了新环境，晚上睡不好觉，或是这第二天早上打开锁。
A lot of people come to a new environment, they don't sleep well. Obviously, they just start falling asleep.
而且我们每次去聚会的时候，两种人都很怕。
And there are two types of people that we're afraid of when we go to retreat.
被安排到跟那个被打鼾的人，心里怕怕。
When we're assigned to a room with someone who snores very loud, we're terrified.
因为他知道今天晚上没睡饱。
Because we all know we're not going to be able to sleep well that night.
但你要晓得，你换一个角度，那些被打的人，他们也怕怕。
And you have to look at the other angle. Those who are produced noise, they're afraid too.
因为他们不希望自己
有困难 ，they do not want to bring you harm, so you can't.
可是他可以去实现，因为我们呼吸就是出来的。
He wills not to snore, but he can't help himself to snore.
他不想打瞌睡，捏腿都没有用，那个眼睛就越来越小，他没办法。
And those who doesn't want to doze off, they pinch themselves, but their eyes keep closed.
所以当你看到别人那样一直的立志行善。有的他失去了，有不能，他的他的生意怎么办
？And when you see someone who desires to do good, but they can't do it, what do you do?
不要用肉体来回应。
Don't respond with the flesh.
用说不出来的体词祷告来回应。
And respond with unspeakable signs. Pray for that person.
哎，我的弟兄有事情要跟你
谈。I always tell my brother, and they are following the flesh.
我们为他祷告。
Pray for him.
我们都在这个里面。
But so far, all is together.
很容易失败。
A lot of times we do fail.
甚至我们不小心，我们滑跌，我们犯罪。
And even times we are not careful, we slip and we fall.
但有时候我们不能把它视为理所当然。
But we cannot treat it like ordinary.
你要知道，这一切从来不仅有事，不能只有。
Not only these things do not last for eternity.
要受亏损。
But you will suffer loss.
它也决定是我们今生是。
What definitely influences the quality of your life next?
影响我们周围所有跟我们发生关系的人。
It will impact everybody who's around us.
越亲的人
，those who are closest to you,
越直接受你影响。
They will be immediately impacted by you.
我们越多属肉体，就越叫我们最亲最近的家人受苦。
The more we are of the flesh, we cause those who are dearest to us or families to suffer.
我们越多属圣灵，我们就越容易叫我们周围的人蒙福。
The more we are of the spirit, we cause those who are around us to be blessed.
今天除夕夜的时候，我叫弟兄姊妹彼此致谢，说感谢神把你摆在我旁边。
And at this New Year's Eve as we were praying together, so we're going to thank each other. But thank the Lord that He has placed us next to each other.
希望我们不要辜负别人对我们所说的这句话,
that we do not fall short for these words that He spoke to us.
让我真正能够成为我同伴们的主,
that I may truly be a blessing to my companions.
That we are as true
like a thorn or like a scorpion that will bring harm to those who are immediately around me.
所以我们底下讲到神的厨房帮助我们从生活肉体
and we now we're going to come and talk about the ways of salvation. Help us, O Lord, help us overcome the flesh.
一方面我带着学校的时候没事的时候是什么方面的。
There are a number of messages we came and touched upon this lesson or this material.
另外一方面在我们未来的事情里面我们也会有一年在继续新的成就的问题。
In the messages to come in the coming year, we're going to go in detail of the things that we're talking about.
神的救法是借着地上的生活。
We need to have a true knowledge of us being crucified with the Lord.
不管我们现在懂多少,
regardless of how much we know,
we need to ask the Lord
every single one of us needs to ask the Lord to open the eyes of my heart.
让我们看见这个世界上是一个太伟大的十字架。
We know how great and how immense the word of God.
伟大到远远超过我们所能明白的。
Beyond what we can imagine.
实际上不仅仅有第一面,它替我们死的功效,
and the cross, the work of the cross, not only did it have the work of Christ dying for us,
实际上也有同时,
the work of the cross also allows us to be crucified with Him.
使我们现在活着的不再是我是基督,
that it's no longer I who live now, but Christ who lives.
所以第一面主替我们死是没有人可以替代的，只有耶稣自己上十字架。
First four is that Jesus died for us. Nobody else could do this work other than Christ who died for us.
第二步的同时，是我们每一个人都被带到十字架上解决了。
And to be crucified with Him, that every single one of us been brought to the cross and we are done away with.
第一面十字架的意义是要叫我们可以得救。
And the very first goal is that we would be saved.
第二面十字架的意义是叫我们可以因他得胜。
And the second goal is that because of Him we can be victorious.
第一面是叫我们这些人被称义得到了得救的地位。
And the first goal is that we are justified and we're on the ground of salvation being saved.
第二个十字架的意义是叫我们可以成圣。 我们有得胜的生命,
the second goal is that we will be sanctified and we have this victorious life.
第一面的意义解决了我们在神面前的地位,
and the first goal of the work of the cross has dealt with our position before God.
而实际上第二面的意义解决了我们的生活,
and the second goal is that it deals with our daily life.
而实际上第一面的意义解决了我们的罪行行为,
and this first goal deals with the past of sin.
实际上第二面的意义解决了我们的罪行我们的生命生活,
deals with the sin nature within us.
所以我们不光相信基督在十字架上已经做成了。
Not only do we believe that Christ has accomplished all these things,
我们也要接受今天十字架在我们里面这圣灵正在做的。
And we also have to receive by faith what the Holy Spirit is doing in the cross.
所以不晓得大家还记不记得我讲的一楼、二楼、三楼。
I don't know if you remember me talking about the first step, second step, the first step.
第一楼讲到这个耶稣基督的宝血洗净我们所有的罪。
For this first story, that in the first story. The first story talks about the word of the blood that cleanses us of our sin.
它解决了我们罪行。
It deals with the act of sin.
让我们被称义了。
That we are justified.
第二楼。
And the second form.
借着十字架解决我们的罪行。
By the cross has dealt with our sin nature.
让我们这个人 能够不再实行肉体，可以实行心灵。
That we can live according to the Holy Spirit, not according to the flesh.
到了三楼。
And you the third one.
这个是你带上的神迹。
By the Holy Spirit brings forth victorious life.
所以今天、昨天师兄也提到这种极端的灵恩，带一个很肃穆的一种的做法。
And Brother Z also talked about last night this charismatic churches and how.And we do a lot of things outwardly and seemingly let people be set free.
但是我们却想从一楼就跑到三楼去。We
want to jump and leap from the first floor to the third floor.
没有二楼，今天三楼。
We do not have the second floor. The third floor does not exist.
你有基督和他的十字架，你不可能活在上面。
Without Christ, the words of the cross is going to live in the spirit.
所以我们要真正能够过一个合适的生活，不随从肉体，只随从圣灵。
So if we want to live a victorious life, we can say that I'm not of the flesh, but according to the spirit.
很关键的一件事情要知道，就像我圣经上说的，保罗说，我的肉体和我肉体协同之力，坚定的心。
And just as Paul says that it's for me, and the lust that is within me has been crucified upon the cross.
下确实圣经很重要，我们读一下下。我们读圣经是什么？
This verse is very important. Let's read it together.
我们读加拉太书
Galatians
第五章
chapter five.
我快讲完了，不要紧张。
I am almost done. Don't be nervous.
五章十六节。我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了，因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此相敌，使你们不能做所愿意做的。但你们若被圣灵引导，就不在律法里。好，我们唱到第24节。凡属基督耶稣的人，是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同定在十字架上的。请你们记得，不是我要去定他，
It's not that I am going to crucify.
我将要去定他，
I'm going to crucify.
将来一定要定他。
I will eventually crucify.
实际上是先讲客观的事实，他已经被定了。
The scripture talks about an objective truth that has already been crucified.
好，我们先倒回来，罗马书第八章。
Let's go to Romans chapter 8.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
弟兄们，这样看来，我们并不是欠肉体的债，去顺从肉体活着。你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死；若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行，必要活着。刚刚我们说肉体和肉体的邪情私欲已经被定在十字架上
了。
是那个一直欺负我们的那个坏蛋已经被定在十字架上。所以他已经死了。所以他说弟兄们，这样看来我们并不欠他的债了。那个债主神已经为我们解决了。基督把他定在十字架上。我们不欠他。
We're no longer debtors.
We're free. 你们都不笑呢。
Nobody smiles.
欠那么多债都被 free 了。
You owe all this debt. You've been set free.
不再欠他的债。
You're no longer debtors.
什么呀？这是保罗想要告诉我们的。
This is what Paul wants to tell all of us.
所以第一节，最后再读一节，好了，八章第一节。
Chapter 8, verse 1.
如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了，因为是生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我们脱离罪和死的律。到了第十节，说律法的义成就在我们这不随从肉体，只随从圣灵的人身上。亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你要看见我们跟肉体其实是接触度已经离关的。今天是在我们的生活里面，我们要让圣灵把这些工作做在我们身上。
In our everyday life, we need to let the Holy Spirit make this reality.
圣灵跟情欲在相争。
The Spirit is warring with the flesh.
情欲跟圣灵在相争。
Flesh is warring against.
这些属血气的一直要逼迫属灵的。
That which the flesh is persecuting that of the spirit.
今天晚上实际上跟明天早上我们在讲到这些事情是。
And this evening and tomorrow morning, the speech will talk about how do we live according to.
更积极的。
那
今天我们需要先认识肉体的本质。
But today we need to understand the nature of the flesh.
好，它是不服神的律法，也不能活啊，就是不能得神的喜欢，就一直追求。
Not subjected to the laws of God, nor can it be in enmity with God.
而且你操顺的是肉体，情欲上升，将来谁知道？ 失败坏。
If you still are born in the flesh, you will be corruption.
但是你在肉体的里面，你可以立志，但是你一定失败。
If you will it within the flesh, you will fail.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
We're no longer debtors to
the flesh.
We're no longer under the harm of the flesh.
And a
very simple analogy is
that we live not according to the flesh.
And how do we live not according to the flesh?
Everybody who's on a laptop, you raise your hand.
Everybody, right?
How many people? And last for 2 hours.
And the phones are battery last about 2 hours.
And you find that any one time, 任何一个 moment, 任何时间
，covered at any given time.
你这个电脑可以靠着电池，不是靠着电源 AC.
And your computer could stay on by the battery or by the plug on the wall.
我只是借用这个例子，你再把它延伸成更小的情况。
I'm only using this simple example. Please do not extend it beyond what I am doing right now.
它让电池遇到肉体，也有时会失败。
Let's see the battery represents the flesh. The sooner or later it's going to fail.
Now it's plugged into the AC.
And what's plugged onto the wall is AC current.
Now you can put it in the AC.
You have a perpetual energy that allows the computer to stay on forever.
At any given moment,
you're either according to the spirit or you're according to the flesh. Friends, are you going to live according to the flesh or are you going to live according to the spirit?
So you're going to call the AC one unit.
Yes.According to that, by the battery, we continue the work. But as long as the source is coming from the battery, you're not right. All the analogies that you give have this limitation. And the point that I'm trying to make is that you're either using the current from the wall or using the current from the battery.
当你在这个 moment,
at this very moment,
当你在我跟我太太讲话的时候
I'm talking with my wife,
当我在跟同工开会侍奉的时候
I'm talking with a co-worker who's serving today,
当你我是用肉体的人
是是 am I in the flesh or am I in the spirit?
这个在肉体里的是不一样
All those things that are the flesh,
that's all the good things.
And it's actually been cursed,
甚至是一次危机
And it's an enmity with that,
在圣灵里的
And those are the spirit,
不仅是 spirit,
not only is that delighted,
它成了主灵主
It's become a blessing for dear brothers, just don't talk about whether I can live in victorious
marriages.
You have to discover this. God wants us to
be
willing to be. Lots of I use these words may be sensitive. The desire to love God depends on us, but the power to love Him depends on God. Similarly, do we desire to overcome the flesh?
We
desire to live a victorious life. We want to choose to be more and more spiritual. I say again, and the desire for victory is within us. And the power to victory.
If you do
not have a desire to be victorious, there's no way for us to have a rejoice in our
community.
We don't, as long as we don't have this design,
then how do we set up the workshop?
We're going to have bring in the workshop. And I want to ask everyone to please take this workshop. There's no way for the church to be victorious. We want everyone to be involved. And then in the spirit of the Lord, we look for a way out. You don't want just to be a serious message at the beginning of the year and it goes by. We want every single one of us, according to our understanding, what we have learned so far, that we help each other, the church will grow through the victorious life. I'm going to give one more example so the younger brothers can understand. These things where you sheep down there. Let's say this poverty, this building, that these things are surrounded by your enemies. They come for one purpose, is to annihilate and kill everyone.
假装是真的嘛，好不好？
这个 real， 什么 friend 都是 real，
OK？ 把自己放进来，你才会知道我在讲什么。假装是真的。
You gotta put yourself in the story, then you realize what I'm talking about. Let's say it's real for me outside right now.
Not somebody. Thousands of people,
thousands of people with armies outside right now.
Follow me, we shot up.
They surrounded us.
他在攻击我们。
They want to harm us.
怎么攻击呢？
How are they gonna get to us?
所有在我们 building 里面有金属成分的
anything that is of metallic nature
都可以成为仇敌攻击我们的方法。
Should be something a way for the enemies to get in.
你身上如果带着 anything 有 metal 有金属在，它就会 weaken 你。
Anything that you possess that you hold close to you that is metallic nature will weaken you.
它会让你的能力失去。
It will absorb all of your power.
任何地方只要有金属，他们都可以听到我们在讲什么。
Anywhere that contains metal, they can hear what we're saying.
它可以放出来一些东西，让我们失败，让我们昏了。
And they can project certain things that cause us to be all dizzy.
那这个攻击有三个小时以后要开始了。
And this war is going to take place 3 hours from now.
你说我们会怎么做？
You say what will we do?
我们一定想办法把所有的金属弄掉。
We find all the way possible to get rid of all the metallic things.
但是有很多的金属我们不能弄掉。
But there's certain things we can't get rid of.
啊，那感谢神啊
！We thank God.
啊，这个时候来了一个这个 angel 或干嘛告诉我们
？And the angel all of a sudden shows up and tells us to see.
啊，那我给你们一些特殊的这个 weapon.
I'll give you some special one.
你只要在一些 metal 上面，你这个东西的话
，as long as you spray all the metallic objects，
它会有这个橡胶 rubber material 来 cover，
and this insulating this rubber material which is around the cover，
那么就能够把仇敌原来要借的精神在我们中间所有的伤害 disable 掉，把它变得无能。
You be able to disarm all these ways that enemy can come and harm us。
啊，所以要觉得第三天我们会忙什么
？And the next thing that we will do, what will we do as a congregation？
哦，有些东西真的可以丢给。丢了，真的
some things we can throw away. We're gonna throw away.
那这是那些低档的肉体啊。
Those are the things that are low quality.
那些真的是 cover 也没有用的，我们真的可以把它丢掉。
Those things is pointlessly go and cover it. Just throw it away.
但是有些东西我们没办法的。
But some things you cannot or you can't throw away.
我们一定不让它金属 exposed 在空气里面，我们一定要 cover 它。
We do not want these metallic objects to be exposed in open air.
都是在进入我们这个肉体里面。
So brothers, this question.
仇敌伤害我，伤害我们的教会，伤害我的家庭，最直接攻击的东西。
The most immediate material that the enemy uses to bring harm.
所以我们这些东西而易见的低档的肉体，必定就要丢了，是不是
？Those things are obvious of the flesh. You know, you gotta cast them away.
但是你说讲话，我不能不讲话呀。
You say if I speak, I can't but speak.
虽然我有时候讲话是造就人的话，很属灵。
Yes, there are times I speak to edify someone who's spiritual.
但是很多时候我讲话。不属言，我属肉体。
But oftentimes when I speak, they're not of the spirit of the flesh.
而我的思想虽然可能有时候很属言，但有时候不属言。
My thoughts, I know they're sometimes of the spirit, but they're oftentimes they're not.
而我在上面 worship, 有时候很属灵，有时候很肉体。
I'm up here worshiping, a lot of times I am of the Lord, the spirit, but other times I'm of the spirit, of the flesh, and I'm showing off myself.
我们不可能把我们整个生活都通通都废掉。
We can't do away with our lives completely.
所以我们就要学习在每件事情上面，我们要很少。
So we need to be careful of all these things that are exposed through us.
我们需要紧紧地靠着实际上做科学的工作。
And following out the cross, we need to come and work this work of separation.
事实的工作。
And this work that puts us to death.
肉体和肉体的邪情私欲，我们知道神的圣已经赐给我们了。
And the flesh, the lust of the flesh, the Lord has done away with and given us victory.
并且我们的经历里面，我们要 proclaim， 我们要进行宣告，那是我们要得回所有被仇敌拿去的东西。
And experience we need to proclaim the victory the Lord has won for us, and by faith claim those things the Lord has won.
或者所有可以被仇敌用的东西。
In other words, all those things that can be used by the enemy.
当顺从肉体，或者顺从圣灵，我们不该顺从肉体。
And we will come under the obedience of the Holy Spirit, and will be no longer be under the obedience of the flesh.
肉体在我们身上就显得无能。
So the flesh becomes powerless.
不再伤害我们。
It cannot harm us anymore.
不再伤害我们周围的弟兄姊妹、家人。
The brothers who surround us are family members.
因此呢，我们一定要一起。
Brothers and sisters, we have to do this together.
基督已经释放我们。
Christ has set us free.
所以要站立得稳，不要再被污浊的恶辖制了。
Stand firm, no longer be under the yoke of slavery.
律法。 分了肉体罪恶世界，都是很可怕的仇敌和主人。
The flesh and the world, they're terrible masters.
但是在基督里，我们已经得到了释放。
But yet in Christ, we are set free.
我们不是他的罪。
We're no longer debtors to him.
但是我们都可以得胜有余。
And we can be overcome as the Lord is in
us. 不光不是他的罪。
Not only are we no longer debtors to him.
我们靠着圣灵支持他。
But by the power of the Spirit, we put it to death.
靠着圣灵，让所有的肉体的行为被disable掉。
But by the power of the Holy Spirit, we disable all the manifestations of the flesh.
今天我们常在圣灵里面自由。
And tomorrow we're going to talk about true freedom in the Spirit.
有一次有个老师给我讲完这个例子就结束了。
And there's an old elderly sister.
他也是举了一个例子。他那个是野狗公园，野生动物园里面。
He said the San Diego Wildlife Zoo.
有次有一个马戏团成员和一头狮子。
Circus once gave him a pair of lions.
他这个狮子退休了。
And they were retired from the work.
就送给是野狗野生动物园。
And they gave it to the zoo.
哎，你们是是野狗来的。
They
were
both
there
at this pair of lions.
野生动物园就是有那种大石头、有树林、有什么，可以让它们吃的一大堆地方。
So saying the lions, great bark was very, very natural.
他们把这个狮子带去。
They brought this pair of lions in there.
过了一段时间以后，动物园的人打电话给这个马戏团的主人。
So while the people from the zoo called the people from the circus,
说这个狮子怎么搞的？我放在野生动物园里面，它只在那块石头上面走来走去。
We put these lions inside this huge, huge area, but they just walk on this rock back and forth. They don't go anywhere else.
而且他有人看着他，每次只走七步，他就那个路径。
A lot of people noticed that the lions would walk 17 paces, and they would turn around walking.
然后又走17 steps, 然后又 turn around.
And they would walk 17 more paces and turn around and just go back.
啊，那个马戏团主人一听就懂了，他说因为原来我们给他们笼子，他就只能走七步。
So people from the circus understood because the size of the cage only allowed a lion to go 17 paces.
一辈子活在那个 cage.
But all of the lions are living inside the cage.
在它里面有一个 building 的一个 habit, 那个一个已经建立在它里面的习惯。
And this habit has been triggered as we build up in this lion.
它永远受到你的支
持。Wherever bound,
没有什么原因，他明明已经被释放。
But since that lion has been set free,
外面已经没有任何的门子。
There are no more restrictions around him.
他的心习惯，他的生活仍然受到这个无形的因素支撑。
His heart, his habit, all he's doing is bound by this unimaginable.
基督已经释放了我们。
Christ has set us free.
我们已经不再是有钱人。
We are no longer debtors to
him. 在圣灵里面，我们已经得到了自由。
And we already been set free.
是，都已经叫我们得到了自由。
So Christ has set us free.
我们就不要再被奴仆了。
No longer be bound under the yoke.
主，我们的心怀着感谢。
Lord, how our hearts thank you.
不仅仅当我们还是在罪恶过犯中的时候，你就为我们死在十字架上。
How you died on the cross for us while we were still in our sin.
你把你的爱向我们显明。
But you revealed your love to us.
而且在那里你也把你的生命释放了出来。
And there you release your life.
让我们不仅仅可以得救，而且可以得胜。
We are not only saved, but we can be victorious.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
今天圣灵也来了。
Today the Holy Spirit is here.
住在我们每一个人的心里。
To dwell in us.
成为我们的生命和能力。
Become our life and power.
哦，成为我们里面那个荣耀的释放。
You become our glorious freedom.
让我们不再是肉体的债，顺从肉体活着。
No longer debtors to the flesh.
主啊，我们谦卑地来到你的面前。我们知道，若不是圣灵启示，我们没有人能够承认自己是这样子的败坏。若不是圣灵显明，我们还不认识自己有多么可恶。我们从你一面在这里显明我们的本性，一面在这里启示你的荣耀，好让我们真愿意脱离肉体的辖制，安心的来随从圣灵。
And willingly come under the obedience of the Spirit.
主啊，你保守我们以上分组的祷告和交通。
Lord, ask the key for our group prayers and fellowship.
不仅仅让你的话语在我们里面有回转的亮光。
Not only your words come and shed more light within us.
我们更是你圣灵就在我们里面做更深的工作。
We ask the Holy Spirit to do deeper work in us.
把我们带进属灵的世界。
That we may be brought into the reality of the Spirit.
我们谢谢你。奉主耶稣基督的
名，阿
门。
We are glad that you listened to the program we edited, and we hope you may let your relatives and friends know the web address of Living in Jesus, www.livinginjesus.org, and invite them to listen too. May more people believe in Jesus.